Welcome to the Nutramedical Report, and we've got quite a show planned for you today with Eustace Mullins, and we're going to talk about some amazing issues, his books over the years and decades, videos, and other material. Eustace Mullins has been a light through a long period of darkness, and that darkness is getting darker now, but as it says in the Bible, during those periods of time when evil is getting more and more abounding, also good does, and the good people do stand up. As I say, evil completes what it's trying to do, if good men do nothing. But the definition is to do good is to hear the voice of the Most High and to stand up and be fearless, because we don't have any choice. We have to face the truth. It's not the conspiracy theory zone. It's the conspiracy reality zone and solution zone. So I want to welcome to the program Eustace Mullins, and we'll tie it to some kind of key issues in terms of the news, but I'd like to get right into our program today talking about many issues, but we'll start off with one of the worst, which Aaron Rousseau put in his movie American Freedom to Fascism last year before he passed on, the U.S. non-federal, non-reserve. So welcome to the program, Eustace Mullins.
Oh, I'm glad to join you. Aaron Rousseau put out a pretty good movie, but he didn't really touch on it. He said freedom or fascism, and this country is neither one. The American people are sound, and they're going to continue to maintain their constitutional government. And they're maintaining it against terrific odds right now. In fact, we have about 10 candidates for presidential nomination, and not one of them stands up for the Constitution.
Yeah, that's disturbing, isn't it, to have them not really dealing with that issue? And
no, the Founding Fathers gave us everything, and they got in there. Control of the money and everything else. It's all, they thought of everything. But these conspirators have continuously conspired to overcome everything that the Founding Fathers did.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where we are today.
Amazing. Tell us about your book on the Federal Reserve, because this is a big issue. It's an issue. It's the artery feeding the beast. And it's also... Now that they're trying to blow out the currency and move to a regional currency and the insecurity and lack of prosperity partnership they're setting up with the corridors, not just in North America, but they're doing them across Europe and elsewhere, the regionalization of currencies discussed in the Arab oil states now, these plans are being reproduced with various variations in different parts of the world. America is the only nation that had the level of autonomy, the level of God-given rights, the level of constitutional protections, and that's being stripped away at the speed of light. Tell us your analysis and what makes this book so unique.
Well, they went after the target, which are the Constitution and the American people, and they've just about vanquished them, but the American people are as strong as ever, and they're as dedicated as ever, and they're as committed to the idea of freedom as ever. So they still have a problem. It's not a one-way street.
Exactly, yeah. And now, right now, we're seeing parallel. We see the rising up of police using newer and newer non-lethal, they call them weapons, which is not non-lethal at all. In their definition, it's less than 26% die from the use, like tasers. Now, these new high-energy LED light flashlights that hit the different pulses, sound cannons and pain rays. What do you see happening as they move forward? Because this is really quite a dance with the devil, the so-called primaries going on right now.
Reactions to it. You know, Leon Trotsky, who founded the Soviet Union, Leon Trotsky said, you cannot have liberalism without the police. And that's absolutely true. The principle of liberalism can only be enforced through the police power. And that's what we have in this state now. We have a police state.
The police state actually has characteristics that transcend beyond 1984 or the Brave New World, because now we have in places like in Denver, they're not only swabbing your mouth, they're asking for blood samples, for drugs, grabbing police, without proper notification, trying to literally, you know, attacking people with tasers, strip searching, and body cavity searching. It's basically all they need is a catalyzing event, another 9/11 type event, and it'll be a total matrix. They'll be carting people off to civil detention, and if you resist, you'll be considered a criminal.
Okay. Well, every violation of a physical body is a rape. And
yeah.
Every violation of your body by any government agent is a theoretical rape. And that's
yeah.
what's going on today. The people are being raped.
Well, I heard a discussion just on the program here earlier when I listened to a few minutes of Alex's show, and this videotape going around about this woman who was strip searched by a sheriff. I mean, this goes on regularly, not just in the county sheriff's office, but also in prisons across America, and it's being reproduced. I heard that they train now the Georgian police to use American, shock troop tactics. And they're moving toward a new form of Fourth Reich empire here in America, where they put the boot on the neck of fellow American citizens, have smart highways, chipped Americans, and eventually uses as a force to crush the world into the New World Order.
My good friend, Congressman George Hanson, did several terms in the federal prison, and he, like everyone I know, I went through diesel therapy. They'd move him every month to some further west or some prison which was far from any human habitation. And that's your life under martial law.
That's one of the things the Russians very commonly did, is they'd move whole peoples when they'd invade an area to another part of their empire, just the exact same way as the Assyrians.
The soul of the communist system.
Yeah, and of course they reproduced it from the Assyrians, which did the exact same thing 800 years before Yeshua HaMashiach, Emmanuel Jesus.
Yeah, if you have a problem with somebody, just pick them all up and move them somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of the people that ended up in Siberia were from places like Latvia and Lithuania and other places where they invaded that were resisting the move of the empire.
Oh, yes, that's exactly right. And everybody being moved here is somebody who has resisted the Federal Reserve System. I've just formed a new group called the International Peace and Alliance Councils, and we're working against the Federal Reserve System because that has to be done. But, you know, if you speak up for peace, that's one of the worst crimes you can commit in one of these martial states.
Yeah, right now they're beating the war drums. We even have Obama saying, without the invitation of Musharraf, who was the president, and now the latest president, he will invade Pakistan to go after the, quote, loose nukes without any invitation. That's unbelievable. It's hard to believe that these people try to be so-called operators of peace, and they knew, quote, Black Kennedy, and on one hand saying that he's going to stop the war in Iraq when there's no evidence whatsoever, with Mr. Big, I call him Big Neil Brzezinski, behind him, and the grand chessboard. These people are monsters, and the only drum they beat is the war drum.
Oh, yes. That's right. Well, they're beating the war drums because they passed the Federal Reserve System in 1913. And in order to get the Federal Reserve passed through Congress, they promised that they would turn over all of their profits to the Department of the Treasury. And after they got the bill through, not only did they not turn any profits over to the Treasury, they abolished the U.S. Treasury. People don't realize that the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 abolishes the Department of the U.S. Treasury.
Yeah, so in other words, there is no Treasury anymore. It's literally gone to a private corporation.
I used to walk by the building every day when I was going to school in Washington, and there was nobody ever going in and out of the Treasury building. And this was in 1946, because in 1913, they abolished the U.S. Treasury, and the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 says the U.S. Treasury is no longer the sole fiscal agent of the United States, but the new fiscal agent is the Federal Reserve Bank.
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges that Kennedy did before they shot him after speaking at George Washington University was to say he was going to remint American dollars under the U.S. Treasury and refurbish it. And that's one of the final things that they just couldn't tolerate. We'll be back in a moment with Eustace Mullins. Your questions, 866-582-9933.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report and our special guest, Eustace Mullins. Eustace, you've covered a tremendous amount of material, and there's so much. And when I went back and did my research, because I've seen interviews with you on YouTube, your books, etc. Overall, most people are not aware of the dark world that's out there, the dark hand of evil that's been managing and controlling and shepherding us forward. Can you give us some background to the Federal Reserve? Why did this happen? It's we won our freedom in America in 1776, and now it appears that since the time of Lincoln and on, right up to the time of the Federal Reserve, and now with the completion of the plan that they've been putting in since the early 90s of the insecurity and lack of prosperity partnership agreements, they're regionalizing us back into a feudal state under the same controllers as the ancient world in the Middle Ages. Tell us the background, please.
Oh, well, the background of my expose of the Federal Reserve Act is quite simple. It originated in the Federal Insane Asylum, St. Louis Hospital in Washington, D.C., because a critic of the Federal Reserve System was my mentor, Ezra Pound, the most famous writer in the world. And Ezra Pound fought our entry into World War II. And because of that, he was charged with treason, and he was locked up in the St. Elizabeth Hospital for 15 years without trial. And I finally went to a congressman, and I got him to ask on the floor of Congress, why is the government holding Ezra Pound? And so the Department of Justice promptly replied by dropping all charges against Pound because they had no evidence of any treasonable act on his part. So he walked out a free man.
Isn't that amazing?
Doing 15 years of imprisonment under the most horrible circumstances, and to this day, his family was never compensated for one penny for that.
Isn't that obscene? But this is happening all the time. We have a million American citizens now on a list that are considered persons of interest to the Homeland Security. We have this InfraGuard now with almost 23,900 individuals that are now deputized to literally shoot on sight to with use lethal force, that are citizens, members of corporations, et cetera, that aren't even members of the FBI, that are now under the regional control of all these FBI offices in 84 different sectors. This is obscene, and people just don't grasp that we're moving toward a total police state, more horrible than Russia or China or the Nazi Germans had, with the advanced technologies, the genetic biosystems, biometrics, electronic tracking, RFID chips, and their plan is to have that RFID not track down to 120 centimeters, track down to 1 cubic meter anywhere on the planet up to 400 meters below ground, so they'll know exactly where your carcass is, exactly what you're doing, and have a full dossier on everything you do, say, talk about, everything in your phone conversations. I heard an interview not long ago by a gentleman who was actually detained in Israel. They not only showed him his phone records, but they actually played back his phone conversations directly to him while they're interrogating and torturing him, a full American citizen just traveling in the Middle East.
Yeah, this is the way it's done. In fact, Guantanamo Bay was established on the precedent of Ezra Pound. And, the government found out that they could hold anybody indefinitely without trial. And, you know, Ezra Pound has never tried or are convicted of anything. And because they can hold you, and that's what they're doing with the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. They have never established any connection with them in 9/11, but they're still locked up there and denied their counsel.
Exactly.
And that was Ezra Pound's situation. He had a lawyer, but he was never allowed to see the lawyer. He was in prison in Washington, and his lawyer was in New York City.
Wow. That's so obscene. Again, if you ask good questions, people need to realize that when we're doing this now, people like yourself, like Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, myself, Pastor Butch Paul, all the people who are actually out here at the tip of the spear, we are on not a blue list or a green list. We're on a red or black list.
Wow, yes.
They're not interested in talking to us, reforming us. They want to put us into the ground. Just like the 007, when they had Goldfinger, and 007 was strapped to a table about to be cut in half by one of these lasers, machine-grade lasers. And Goldfinger said to him, in response to 007's question, "No, 007, surely you want to know my secrets." He said, "No, Mr. Bond, I'm not interested in your secrets. I just want you to die." That's what they want.
Well, that's what they want. Put an end to it.
Yeah. We need to know. We have murderers, killers of nations, the destroyers of civilizations on the loose, and they're completely ruthless. We have the killer king rats that are now insanely ready to go crazy, and people just don't wake up. They don't know there's a bear outside seething and huffing and smashing on the side of the house, and they don't even think he's hungry.
Well, I started this, while Kessler was a dictator of Cuba, and to help Castro, they rounded up his most dangerous criminals and shipped them to the United States under Jimmy Carter as president. And those became the most terrible criminals in the United States, the Raulitos. And we still have them here.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah, and I bet they use them just like they use the Republican Guard as part of the operations, train and further advance their training at Oklahoma City, etc.
And, I've been speaking and writing about Marielitos for 25 years, and people don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, tell us about the Marielitos. Give us more information.
The Marielitos were the most known terrorist criminals in the whole island of Cuba, and they were rounded up and put in jail and shipped wholesale to the United States, where they became a terrible problem for any crime official in the United States, and they have been ever since.
Right, and they were basically it's like the various different mafias, like the Dixie Mafia.
It's the source of the mafia.
Right. Exactly. And in other words, they need to have new killers for hire, right?
Oh yes, and they're the best killers in the world. These are the most dangerous criminals in the world, and we've got a country full of them. And Jimmy Carter brought them over here from Castro's Cuba, and they've been here ever since. And when I talk about Marielitos, people have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what's unique about all the material that you cover. Tell us more about the Federal Reserve, because a lot of people hear different things about it. They don't understand what's really going on, that the government does not, we don't pay in the Federal Reserve money that actually runs the country. This is literally going back to a private corporation that doesn't even cover or touch the full interest of the massive, now explosive, elephantine debt that is about to crush the nation and wipe out the dollar, steals people's assets and pensions, and justify the use of technologies to actually euthanize most of the people over age 40 to 50.
Well, the American people have no idea that the IRS is sending out its tax bills right now.
Right.
And at the top of this sheet that said that, it says Department of U.S. Treasury, which no longer exists. And then it says the Internal Revenue Service. Well, the Internal Revenue Service is a private collection agency for a private bank.
Isn't that amazing?
The U.S. government whatsoever.
Totally criminality, totally illegal, totally unconstitutional. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report, and we have Leo and Mass calling in with some questions for Eustace Mullins. There's so much material to cover. Just look at the one book here. For example, Secrets of the Federal Reserve, Jekyll Island, the Aldrich Plan, the Federal Reserve Act, the Federal Advisory Council. These are chapter headings. The House of Rothschild, the London Connection, the Hitler Connection, World War I, the Agricultural Depression, the Money Creators, Lord Montague Norman, the Great Depression, the 1930s Congressional expose, So much information. And then the other books that you've done, The Curse of Canaan, The Demonology of History by Eustace Mullins, Murder by Injection, The Story of the Medical Conspiracy Against America, The Rape of Justice, Secrets of the Federal Reserve, of course, The World Order, Our Secret Rule. Basically, you expose the underpinnings, the soft underbelly, the deep, we want to call belly of the snake that's been running our world, and their plans, which are culminating in our time in an ultimate plan, a final end game, just like Alex's movie documentary, showing that there really is an end game, and the end game is subjugation of the population, soft kill with things like fluoridation and Codex Alimentarius, the matrix being completely built and implemented in the next few years, their plan probably by 2010 or thereafter very shortly, and then the hard kill will start. And if people think that the Yad Vashem or the Holocaust or the First World Wars were bad, the pandemic that's coming, that's weaponized, the wars that they plan, all of these things are far, far worse than anything that's ever been seen in human history. And it's all planned for our time, and you expose it, Eustace. Leo, your question for Eustace Mullins.
Well, I'm glad to see you're still with us, Eustace. I heard a while back there was a bit of a scare as to your whereabouts.
I was confined for a while because age is creeping up on me. I'm still working 7 days a week.
Anyway, as far as the Federal Reserve is concerned and the knowledge that people don't have about it, I'm kind of wondering what kind of a manifesto can we create for the individual so that they can, in a pervasive manner, economically affect the structure. I mean, you know, voting with your dollar is one way, but not even voting with your dollar, I think, is an even stronger way. I think we have to create the crash, and then maybe people will have enough time away from their jobs to think about what's going on.
Well, the Founding Fathers gave us the Constitution, and the Constitution says that Congress shall have power over the monetary system. And you see, Congress sold out and sold that power to create money to a group of private bankers. And that was actually a Federal War Powers Act, because for the first time, the government had enough money to operate all the wars it wanted to. And this was a sort of, the Federalist Act of 1913 was simply a Federal War Powers Act, because now they had money to fight wars all over the world. And they started World War One 1 week after the Federal Reserve Act was passed.
Yeah, what a coincidence, isn't it?
Oh, yes. They've been waiting, since 1885 to get the World War One going.
But I'm trying to figure out, can we have some kind of a class action suit ongoing where people can keep signing on to it and have millions and millions and millions of people sign on to a class action suit?
Because I think kind of class action would work, because the American people still have a voice, but they've got to use it. They've got to speak up.
But, I mean, without a legal basis of a class action suit, I think all of our protests seem to fall short. But when it's millions and millions of people signed on this list, and then everybody goes to their brother and says, hey, did you sign on for the class action suit? In other words, you know, it's something that can build within the structure of what we're
Well, that was built into the Federal Reserve Act itself. Section 34, the last section of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, says that Congress reserves the right to repeal or alter or abolish this act at any time. And that's been in the Federal Reserve Act since 1913.
Well, but
Congress can repeal it at any time.
Without a massive class action, it's not going to happen.
Well, it needs a class action because, you see, Ron Paul has filed a bill to abolish the Federal Reserve, which is not even needed because it's in the act already. It can be abolished at any time.
Well, but somehow, how can we act on it or force them to act on it? I mean,
right now we're prevented from acting on it because we haven't got the congressional votes to repeal the Federal Reserve Act.
Well, maybe we should have the candidates for November all sign on to that they will do that or they will leave office. I mean, maybe some kind of a binding thing. We have the people here. We have the activists in there. We just have to have the right idea going forward to push them. We have to push them, totally push them all the way.
Well, they have to be pushed, but it's there, and they are there, and they can be they can be persuaded to vote against it.
Amazing, yeah. And that's what is, the problem is that people just think that they can't, that they're powerless, and actually we're not. That's one of the first big lies.
Powerless.
I'm not saying we're powerless, but we have to make some kind of a methodology where, on the condition of them getting our vote, they have to sign a legal document that they will push this forward or leave office before their term is up.
Yeah, well, there's not just a presidential election coming up. There's also congressional. And
right, well, that's what I'm talking about. The House of Representatives is what I'm aiming at.
Right, and that's what we need to do, because the legislative branch, in fact, if all three branches, is supposed to have the edge of the power over the others. What we have is a lunge for power by the executives and the vassalization to basically make the judiciary branch just follow policy by the globalist organizations like the CFR and these other organizations, so that they're implementing policy and the president just becomes a puppet to them. And the rubber stamping by the Congress and the Senate is just ridiculous. That's why we're in such a state. You know, we had two terms of George Bush, and they have squandered the money, brought us the illegal wars, and now just about destroyed our sovereignty and our personal liberty, and now our personal property is going to be gone. And if they have an event happen, they'll clamp down the entire society, shut down the grid, shut down the highways, and bring foreign troops on American soil to shoot at us if we won't go into civil detention. That's how bad it is.
Well, this all was accomplished through all for bribery. Congress, in order to pass the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, promised to pay all the profits of the Federal Reserve system into the U.S. Treasury. They made the promise, but they never paid one dime in. And instead, they used that money that is printed by the Federal Reserve Act, they used that money to start wars. World War One, World War Two. We've been in wars ever since. Because for the first time, the U.S. government had all the money it wanted to fight wars, and we've been fighting them ever since. Well, we've been fighting so many wars, we're running out of soldiers. We got more money than we have soldiers.
Yeah, that's it, and that's why they're making up to 40% of now the troops are actually people from foreign countries like Central and South America.
Oh, yeah.
And now this is also dangerous. Many of these people are felons. They wouldn't get citizenship if they went through the regular process, but by serving in the military, and after being brutalized in these wars that are wars of attrition and target wars where they become clay pigeons for enraged populations that are now called insurgents, we now have them coming back that are going to become our policemen, our reserve forces, etc. It makes it very dangerous if anything does happen in America, a dirty bomb, a nuke, a climate shift, a superstorm, any reason to quote, declare martial law, and then it'll be an absolute hell on earth in every American city and town.
Oh, yes. And every you'll have a police on every corner.
Right. And now that we have this new one, InfraGuard, 23,984 FBI officers overseeing them. These are now deputized to shoot and martial law with lethal force to kill, and they get advanced to notices and bullets, sometimes even before Congress and Senate. This is really dangerous. This is literally setting up a separate super police force. They're now deputized. So tell us more about the other books that you've written and other tapes and things that you've done, Eustace.
Pardon?
Yeah, I can hear the music going, so we'll be back in just a moment with Eustace Mullins. Yeah, stay on the line, Neil, and we'll take, if you think of some good questions, we'll be right back in just a moment for our last segment with Eustace Mullins, who'll be on regularly. They discuss so much knowledge and wisdom going back to Ezra Pound and what's really going on long before the Bush and the Clintons in America, a long-term plan for subjugation of everyone on Earth. Well, welcome back, Ezra Pound. This is an amazing story about Ezra Pound and how he brought you to light, Eustace, on the whole issue of the Federal Reserve. You mentioned on the break that you didn't know about these things, but now, of course, you can trace back in your books, amazing books, to talk about the fact that our whole world has been run by a dark cabal, and you've got the proof of it. You're one of the grandfathers of this whole movement, too, that are you know, enshrined in the documents like the, you know, Endgame and Police State 2000 by Alex Jones, the documentaries that show that 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yes.
What's coming is considerably worse. I mean, when I went through Yad Vashem first in 1992, and then I went again back in 1999 in Israel, I realized that what's coming on the earth is far, far more horrific and far, far greater in terms of numbers dead by multiple technologies of evil. And these people are completely ruthless. As Vladimir Lenin said, the death of one is a tragedy, the death of millions is a statistic. Well, they're planning on a lot of statistics in their very near future. And
well, Stalin used to kill a million people for 60 years in Russia, and no one was ever charged with that crime.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, they're busy chasing after the guards for Nazi Germany, but just think of Operation Keelhaul, when they actually allowed American soldiers and citizens and others from East Germany and these other areas that were hauled away to be experimented on in the Russian gulag, and they didn't care about it at all. In fact, they shared the medical data and the information which came out of these death camps where they're doing medical and pharmaceutical research, and research that eventually became projects like the Human Genome Project and cloning research, etc. Even organ transplantation, which the Nazis tried to transplant over 180,000 arms and tried to transplant eyes and do all kinds of other horrific things, experimenting on the population, doing research on hypothermia. And this data was transferred when they transferred over 5,000 families of these doctors. That's why it was called Operation Paperclip, because they clipped their research papers to the front of their immigration papers when they shipped them over. Tell us more about your other books besides The Secrets of the Federal Reserve and how people need to grasp these. Get these information into your now, because we don't know how many more months or years of liberty we can have to actually get informed, to not forget Ezra Pound, to not forget Eustace Mullins and all the things that have happened, because they could easily try to rewrite history so that we would be not even believed to be ever have existed in a future world of matrix that would say there was no such thing as Eustace Mullins or Alex Jones or Dr. Bill Deagle or Genesis Network. Those things never existed. They're just a myth.
Well, in my book, Murder by Injection, about the AMA, I pointed out that the great flu epidemic of 1918 originated in the armed forces of the United States, England, and Germany.
Absolutely. Tell us about it.
Well, that's why no one had any protection against it, because no one was prepared for it. But it was strictly the inoculation of these troops in these various countries, which opened the door for them to come down for the swine flu.
Right. In fact, that's where the flu came from them, and that's why when they're flying to Spain and these other places, they brought the flu in their blood. It originated in America and was a recombination. I went over the DNA lettering and the gene ontogeny of the latest WSN 1933's pig flu strain and the human strain, the oldest in our databases. And in fact, they're a perfect recombination. So they passed through the virus and created this recombinant death virus, which killed between 40 and 100 million. And the new virus is based on the same genetic polymorphisms with new ones that make it 20 to 30 times more lethal, the six current strains of the H5N1, and has re-engineered the 1971 version at the University of Edinburgh, changed its genetics to add all these lethal genes, and they're ready to release it on the world in the next 2 years.
Oh, yes, they certainly have planned for it, and they're prepared for it. And the fact that, again, we will have no defense whatsoever, because these flu vaccines that they develop will have no effect on these new epidemics.
Well, even the one that they have with this year, they say, oh, well, they missed it again. Shucks.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
with
the flu vaccine. They do it every year. Listen, it's like throwing darts at a dartboard. If you were working in a pub in England and you were throwing a dart competition and you never got to the board, somebody eventually would say, you need to not do darts anymore. You need to sit on the sidelines, but you're not good at darts. Well, when you make vaccines that every year are absolutely incorrect, useless, and laced with toxins that depress your immune system so it makes you a sitting duck for a virus, how stupid is that? And many of these are laced with biotoxins like mycoplasma fermentans, adjuvants, and others that fry your brain and cook your immune system.
Oh, yes.
Just obscene. And I call them the American Murder Association. I belong to them, and I got so sick of them after a while.
A lot of members began to adopt that name. They started calling it the American Murder Association. Because it was engaged in mass murder.
Well,
and
it is.
Well, if you were in the business, you knew that they were into mass murder.
Well, and the thing is, they're not doctors of medicine. They're doctors of eugenics. We need to have a mass burning of white coats. And colleagues need to earn their, you know, you hear Hitlery wants to put in national health care. It's not because she cares about people. She wants to put national health care in because she wants to control the population. She wants
control.
She wants forced vaccinations. She wants forced control of the population. And she wants to actually make sure your doctor is prescribing the cholesterol-lowering drugs, the forced vaccinations for Gardasil and DNA to your young teenage boy son so he won't transmit the virus. Supposedly, but what it really is, it's going to fry their brains, sterilize them, and give them cancer.
Okay.
And if you think that we're just making this up, you're a fool and you're going to die in your own ignorance. Yeah, so please carry on. So what about some of your other books? That's pretty stark and nasty. I mean, my grandmother lost a brother and sister from the 1918 flu, and what's coming is going to be orders of magnitude more horrific than anybody can imagine. I can tell you, I can already smell the smell of burning flesh now. I can smell it, my nostrils burning, because people aren't waking up. They think that we're alternate media, we're out here just doing this for entertainment. They need to be slapped hard and realize, guess what, wake up. You're in a burning building. If you don't get out, the smoke inhalation will kill you or your flesh will be on fire in a matter of minutes. And they think that we're making it up.
Oh, yeah, there's no reality anymore. Hollywood is the reality.
Yeah, I call it Hollywood.
Unless they see it on television.
Well, of course, interesting, I heard this some time ago, that Hollywood, the term Hollywood, actually the wand of the magician is made of Hollywood, and in fact, that's what the wand of the wizard is, a Hollywood wizard wand.
Oh, I see.
Isn't that interesting?
It certainly is. It really goes along with the territory.
Now, you also did some research on the ancient civilizations and how those cultures passed down their, quote, technologies for slave driving and control of the population. And that's why they've refined these technologies of dialectics of control and mastery and what I call control freakishness down through all of the generations that have managed to control our current culture. They're now are apprehending forward with the technologies to genetically and cybernetically enhance a super generation to become, quote, gods. At the very time, we're also entering a time of geopolitical, solar, and galactic cataclysm, and they're building underground cities at an enormous pace. And in fact, the latest news, and I have this as breaking news that you need to know about, everyone, there's a decrease in solar activity that's the greatest decrease in solar activity for 360 years that's occurred since January 4th this year. And you need to know that these usually happen before you have a major solar mass ejection. Solar mass ejections are directly tied to triggering off major super earthquakes, okay? And the earthquake energy, the greatest earthquake energy zone, is the Ring of Fire in the Pacific, which is all the way from Indonesia and Japan to Southern California.
Oh, yes.
And so we're on our way, and the greatest amount of these releases happens usually, believe it or not, in the spring, somewhere around April, May. So I believe we're heading toward, as we head, and this is galactic and cosmic information, we'll have scientists on in the next few weeks, that are going to show you that this is not conjecture, it's not a theory, it's based on scientific papers, that we're seeing a major change in the sun. That's why people say, oh, where's the global warming? I'd like to know. You're hitting record temperatures right across North America and the biggest snowstorm in 50 years in China. This isn't global warming. Igor's still out there with his PowerPoints selling more lies.
Oh, yeah.
It's just disgusting. And I'm going to have Jerry Smith on talking about this. So, Eustace, we're going to have you back on the 22nd, which is one of my favorite numbers.
Oh, yes.
That's Friday the 22nd to continue. And we need to get the truth to the people. Do visit Eustace's websites. We have them up on our website, all the links. You can get his books, his materials, get informed. The days of darkness over Mordor are coming, people, but you can shine as a light. And the first thing you need to do is inform yourself, inform your neighbors, and get involved in your local politics. As I say, the Ron Paul revolution isn't Ron Paul. It's a revolution he led. It needs to continue long after he or I or you are gone, because without fighting for liberty in future generations, we will not have it. We'll be back tomorrow with another amazing show, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Russell Blaylock. And we're going to be talking about some amazing technologies to prevent cancer and many other illnesses Take care, everyone, and become informed today, or you will be a victim tomorrow.